This week on Minnesota Native News, we hear from State Representative Susan Allen. She's the first Native woman to be elected to serve in the state legislature.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. Susan Allen was a tribal attorney living in the Powderhorn neighborhood in South Minneapolis when, in 2012, she was elected the first Native American woman to serve in the House of Representatives. Out of the 201 members of the legislature, Allen is one of 7 people of color. She sat down with reporter Melissa Townsend to talk about the importance of bringing her Native culture with her to the Capitol.
I read a Star Tribune article from the end of last year, and it was like, well, you're not very shy, even though you were a freshman representative, and you got right in there with the discussions. Tell me how you're feeling now that it's your third term.
Well, I come from a Powderhorn area. That's the neighborhood I live in. I've been there like 18 years. I was elected with like 89% of the vote. So it's very progressive, probably the most progressive seat in the House. So I try to bring that voice to the Capitol. So,
coming from a population that has traditionally been disenfranchised and continues to be, how do you feel like people can move into this arena and be effective?
Well, I mean, I think for American Indian people, I mean, we tribes and tribal communities have a unique status here that can be heard unlike other minority groups. Mm-hmm.
I did a story about a training for state employees on like tribal law, sovereignty, culture. There's so many questions about the relationship of tribes in the state. Do you see that in your day-to-day?
I was surprised when I got here that there is a basic understanding. And the reason for that is that the researchers here, House researchers, most of them are attorneys. And one of them actually worked at a law firm that I was at, an Indian law firm. And so they have a research staff who understand Indian law issues, I mean, in depth.
Were you surprised when you found that here?
Yes, I was very surprised. I thought I was going to be constantly having to stand up to discriminatory remarks and just sort of bias. You know, in back rooms sometimes you'll hear, we have a lot of representatives that are from border towns or, you know, so you have that sort of local sort of, well, it's racism, but it seeps in here. But when you get down to, you know, legislation and on the floor, it's very respectful and it's well-researched. And so I was impressed when I got here and saw that.
You were kind of braced to sort of deal with racism and instructional racism.
Structural race, right. Yeah, growing up with my father being an Episcopal priest and moving all over the country. And how we dealt with it was we didn't have to be confrontational, but we didn't avoid places. Like, for example, my dad had health insurance through the Episcopal Church, and it was always a fight to go into a hospital, private hospital, and they would say, no, you need to go to Indian Health Service and refuse treatment. And then my parents would stand up to him, and it practically had to call in the news media, but they would insist that we be treated. So it was things like that, going into restaurants and camping in the Black Hills. And so my brother always says, it's a wonder my dad didn't get shot, taking us camping. But we didn't know. I mean, we knew that we were like the only Indian kids around. But it was, you know, we had a right to be there. So,
do you find you still have to stand that ground here, even just sometimes?
Well, I think it's more of that the, so there are there are only 7 of us out of 201 that are of color. So that perspective, we have to speak up. Because it's missing here. I mean, there's certain parts of that background that nobody else has any experience with. So you do have to speak up. So, and I mean, I was compelled to speak up when you can inform, you know, on a certain issue or so.
Is that exhausting? Do you have to give yourself like a pep talk every day?
I mean, I would. Yeah. I don't know. It's like, it's just a lot of, but also it's knowing that you're not, like, I don't have to be the authority on something. It's like a perspective of what it's like to be a minority. And I think that it's something that you just feel that it's important to share that.
That was State Representative Susan Allen talking with reporter Melissa Townsend. Allen was the first Native American woman elected to the House of Representatives. This is Minnesota Native News.